They're making objects that are less about physically changing the world than about exploring the order and the patterns that they see in it. In short, they're making art. Why? Why do all modern humans share the compulsion to make works of art? Why does man the toolmaker everywhere turn into man the artist? Our two reindeer are the oldest piece of art in any British art gallery or museum, and it's alarmingly delicate. We keep it in a climate-controlled case, and we hardly ever move it, because with any sudden shock, it could just crumble to dust. It was made during the end of the last ice age, around 13,000 years ago, and it's a sculpture carved from the tusk of a mammoth. It must have been towards the end of the tusk, because it's slim, slightly curved, and it's about 8 inches long. The two reindeer swim closely, one behind the other, and the sculptor has brilliantly exploited the tapering shape of the tusk. The smaller female reindeer is in front, with the very tip of the tusk forming the tip of her nose, and behind her, in the fuller part of the tusk, comes the larger male. Because of the curve, both animals have their chins up and their antlers are tipped back, exactly as they would when swimming, and along the undersides, their legs are at full stretch, giving a marvellous impression of streamlined movement. It's a superbly observed piece, and it can only have been made by somebody who spent a long time watching reindeer swimming across rivers. And it's probably no coincidence that it was found by a river in a rock shelter at Montastruc in central France. This carving is an amazingly realistic representation of the reindeer, who 13,000 years ago were roaming in great herds across Europe. The continent at this time was far colder than it is today. The landscape consisted of open, treeless plain, rather like the landscape of Siberia now. And for human hunter-gatherers in this unforgiving terrain, reindeer were one of the best hopes of survival. Their meat, skin, bones and antlers could supply pretty well all the food and the clothing you needed, as well as the raw materials for tools and weapons. As long as you could hunt reindeer, you were going to be all right. So it's not surprising that our Homo sapiens artist knew the animals very well and that he chose to represent them.